Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. This episode is the second part of the last episode, and I would recommend everyone who is new here to first of all listen to the first episodes of season one or of season two, because it's like a continuous story that we are reading, and it might get confusing if you start in between. You can still do it. It's you can do whatever you want. Like, I cannot control you. But it's just a recommendation I have, just so you can understand what we are talking about. Because in this episode, like in this part two, we are mainly reading the story. So, will be a lot of spoilers, I guess. Yeah, apart from this, I hope you will have a great time. And yeah, have a lot of fun listening to this episode. That shadows can interact with the real world here.
Yep. When I came to, I felt the first warm rays of the sun coming into my room. I felt something soft on my belly. I opened my eyes and looked straight at a familiar cat. Sebastian! I straightened up after jumping elegantly out of bed. Here's a little plot hole because she's lying in bed again. I don't know why.
Yes. Yeah. She sleepwalked.
Yeah, she
was like lying on the floor, and then she was like, no, it's uncomfortable.
She was on the floor, then it was uncomfortable, she got into bed, and then a cat is on her.
Yeah.
And it's actually Sebastian, who died and should be in the graveyard behind the house.
I mean, it's not a graveyard, it's a garden with a grave in it.
Like several cats lined up already. Oh no! Sam!
Not dying!
This just broke me. Like, it happens like every other weekend that the neighbor knocks at the door and is like, hey, have you seen my cat? And Trudy's like, no, slams the door. Shit, we already got
another one. Not another one.
Not again.
In the backyard, Rico's just digging another grave while it rains.
Just like lined up. Yeah. Rows of, like, graves.
Yeah. Small animals, big animals, other neighbors.
Other neighbors.
Just a neat burger. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see my daily grandson? Business. Daily business. Okay, but yeah, so Sebastian is alive.
Yeah. Niona, would you like to talk, Sebastian?
Oh, yeah, can you do a cat voice?
Oh, the cat is talking.
Yeah.
So how's the cat talking?
Nyang.
Yeah, I also would have something. Okay.
Exactly, yes, like this.
That's what I call, what I am called.
Wow.
He replied. His voice was so different from me that in my dream, kind of snooty and arrogant, but I was glad he didn't put any more blood in his fur, and he looked a bit younger and not too fat.
Trudy is already judging.
Okay. Sorry, the translator, or the way I copied it, fucked up a little.
Yes.
So I think what I wanted to say is his voice was different from what she heard in her dream, because she talked to him before, but it was in her dream. And he does sound snooty and arrogant. So keep that in mind when you are voicing him, please. But also she is happy that he doesn't look like the way he looked when they put him in the grave. Yeah. So he looked older, he had blood in his fur, and he was a chubby cat.
And he's actually talking.
Yeah.
Normal cat wings.
And yeah, again, like your parrot.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon, then, miss. As I've ever been fed.
He said in that old tone of voice. Can you read minds?
Yes.
So you are a ghost.
If you want to call it that, I could see others just like you, little miss.
Then we were silent for a while. Finally, I asked, tonelessly. And who killed you?
I'm afraid I cannot tell you. I lay dozing in the sun before a shadow fell over me, and immediately everything was black.
Why are you here now?
For some reason, I can't leave this world. I will be your companion for some time now.
He just decided, okay, I don't know where to go. I don't want to go back to my original owner. I will stay here. I will stay here.
I'm bothering you now.
Yeah, this decision I also can.
But yeah.
Why me? Would be a good question to ask, but I think she doesn't ask it.
She's like, okay.
But is this then a different shadow? Because before we also had this shadow cat in her during the night, I would say. Mm-hmm. And is it now the same shadow? Is somehow special the shadow? Is there two different things?
How many shadows are there? The way I remember how I imagined it, which was that he was trying to come through back to the living world, and it took a while to like materialize and be able to interact with things around him.
So during the night he jumped, so to say, from the bookshelf
and that's,
then hit her, and that was the jump into the real world.
Yeah, that was the moment he came from the shadow world into the real world.
Okay.
And now he looks like a cat and not like a shadow any longer.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the shadow about what he's talking about, we don't know yet, really. So maybe we have seen it before, but it was not the one in the night. At least not the one attacking her during the night.
Wait, no. It's always Sebastian when it's a cat shadow.
Okay.
That's what I imagine. Maybe we can rewrite it or write it differently, but that's the original thought.
Okay. Continue, or any other thoughts?
Yeah, we can continue.
Mindy's not impressed.
I'm just thinking about the fear versus shadow. Like, when we had the shadow cat, like, what I'm thinking is, so the cat was lying there in the sun, right? He was just, like, chilling there, being cat. And then there was, like, another shadow. Like, I can imagine, I don't know, maybe a human shadow or maybe something from the other world, from the shadow world, attacking him. Because the shadow can actually interact with the real world. And then maybe the shadow kind of, how's it called?
Dragged him
into the shadow world? So, they actually found the corpse, so this is weird.
Yeah.
So, but maybe his mind or something else, like something like a soul or something, got dragged into like the shadow world. And therefore he doesn't have a body anymore. But his mind or soul is like dragged into the shadow world and then he continues being there. But then, now is the question, where does his body come from again? Maybe it can be reproduced from the information that you can get from the soul or mind that was yet. Maybe. And why did he come back when he like interacted with Trudy itself? Maybe she has like a power or something, being special protagonist power.
Having not sure.
This is the power of being clinically insane.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's definitely.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think also, like, there are different shadows. And the reason is now, why did this shadow actually attack the cat? Why did he come back?
No cat was attacked. She was attacked by the cat.
No, but the cat mentioned a shadow fell over me.
Ah, no. Like the shadow of a person. Someone came and...
it was a real person.
Yeah, because this is confusing. This is problem. Okay. No. It was,
too many shadows.
Yeah. But it could be both, right? It could be also like something from the shadow world interacting, or like a real person. We don't know because Sebastian didn't really see.
That's interesting. Okay. I mean, it's never in the story I wrote so far revealed what actually happens. But this is a good thing. Okay.
But Sebastian meant here just that someone came and he didn't saw him originally.
Yeah.
Okay. It's someone just killed him.
Yeah.
So
if it was Trudy, for example, if she did it and she doesn't remember, let's just assume. She went over there. He blinked into the sun. He saw something dark and then...
Yeah.
Dead.
With an axe. What?
Or a knife.
Or knife. Trudy was nightwalking.
Good old knibbel.
A baseball bat.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, okay, but this is interesting. All and right. Now he just wants to join Trudy. For some reason.
Because she's so lovely character.
No.
Maybe because
they don't like each other, right? Like Sebastian was attacking her in the real world. When he was alive.
Yes, and maybe that's what kind of connected them, or maybe his spirit is connected to the house because his body is buried there, or I don't know. That's what I was thinking about, but I think I never finished the thought.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting to build, like, on this shadow world stuff. Okay.
Nice! I said, and gathered some clothes to wear.
She's like, oh yeah, new companion. Dead cat alive, can talk, and there's shadows, and someone killed him.
And read a mind.
And, oh yeah, yeah, and he can read a mind. Her mind.
Yeah, he can read minds, and he's dead, and a ghost, and she's like, okay, nice, fine. Okay, you're my companion now. Good.
Cool. I always wanted one.
Sebastian hopped off my bed and stroked my legs. It felt like a cat.
Okay.
I was almost disappointed. I had expected something like a breath of air or something.
She's like, it's not enough weirdness.
I want more ghost feeling. This is just a cat.
How boring.
Yeah. Are you hungry? I asked absently.
I don't think I will be able to eat anything.
Sebastian said indignantly. Oh yes, I forgot. I mumbled and then sent him out the door to get me to get changed.
Why does she send the cat out of the room?
So he isn't watching her when she gets changed.
But it's a cat.
Yeah, but
he can talk and read minds.
Yeah, it's creepy if he watches her change.
Maybe he does some stupid comment or anything. they did with God before whatever they did.
Oh yeah, he was a shadow cat. Maybe he was watching. Like Rico.
Rico and the cat were watching.
Yeah, we know that Rico was just sitting there and learning, right? He was like, be quiet. Want to learn something here?
I want to study.
Want to study.
And then maybe also you learn something new.
How not to do it.
Yeah, yeah. We never know. Yeah. No, we don't know what happened.
Like in a bad, scary movie, he walked through without opening at first. Through the door.
So he's kind of like a ghost? Like, he cannot eat and he can go through stuff.
Yeah,
but she can actually feel him. Yeah,
she can see him and she can feel him. Yeah.
Now it's interesting if Rico can see him.
Yeah. When I unbuttoned my pajamas, I wondered if you could see through walls too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting thought process here.
She's not. Yeah. I don't know why I wrote this. I like breakfast on Saturdays. We sit together at the table at 9:30 at the earliest. Dad and Rico pile cheese and sausage from the butcher on fresh rolls while I eat muesli with yogurt. The radio is on. Dad talks about his work. Rico and I talk about school, all with our mouths full, of course. But there was one difference today. A little ghost cat sat purring on my lap.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see the cat.
Or they're just like, oh yeah.
Ah yeah, that's Sebastian, isn't he? Yes, he's fine.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Weren't you dead? Things change. That was a week ago.
Yeah. You mean the other podcast, Dead Things Don't Stay Dead, or what was it called?
They don't stay dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
shout
we should,
out. Yeah.
Yeah. We should send them like our story and maybe they can analyze it.
Mm.
Who is this? Her father?
Yeah.
Should I do the father?
You haven't said anything yet, so.
Or do you want to do the father?
No, I already did the cancer.
How does her father sound like? He's the chocolate man, right?
Yeah. So he has a deep voice because he's eating a lot of chocolate.
And then I said,
maybe it's creepy.
murdern.
He's not an ex-murder.
I mean.
Yeah, I know there was a story of the murder, but
this was one time.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe there are more mothers who are now in chocolate.
How about he's a chocolate factory man? He has to be sweet somehow.
No, sweet and
friendly.
He's friendly. He just has a deep voice.
Okay.
This was my friendliest voice. No.
Alright.
Oh no.
Should I continue this or should I use the mini voice?
Don't use the mini voice.
No.
Then I will continue the other one.
Okay.
Alright.
Let's see if I can continue. Hansen! I said they would do without the strawberry cream. Oh no, it's... And take truffles instead. And sell the package for twice the price.
My father said, just as the phone rang. I get it, I said, and got up.
I like that Trudy is now also committing to her father.
Yeah.
But come back before the cereal gets cold.
My father laughed, and I left the room with the cordless phone in my hand. Let's give a moment for Mindy to laugh.
I'm crying.
Why?
I never use this voice. It's okay. Not my typical everyday voice.
Not your new Mindy voice. That's what you sound like when you get upset.
Really?
That's the secret Mindy level, because Mindy never gets upset.
Yeah, I never get upset. But I think he was friendly.
Okay.
I think it will be so funny when I hear my own voice recording this. I was like, no, cut everything. I don't want to hear that.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's not important what a father is saying.
Oh,
okay. I pressed the green receiver button.
Hello, Trudy.
It blurred back at me. Hi, Sophia, I replied.
What's up? You went home with Gordon yesterday.
Yes.
And is he still with you?
Sophia, no!
Stop it, Sophia, stop it!
Stop it, please! It's not me!
It's you!
It's him.
Oh.
I sat down on the stairs. Sebastian had followed me and now jumped onto my lap. I held the receiver so that he could listen in.
It would be so fun if the cat was like holding the receiver like, yeah, I'm your companion, I will do some work.
Cat pause.
Yeah.
Oh, Trudy, people are allowed to ask.
My best friend giggled.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't very giggly.
No, it's the perfect voice.
Okay.
Okay, that's
it.
Oh,
no! That's the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
Like, during the conversation.
Yeah, in the middle of the conversation.
In the middle of it.
We have to cut at some point.
Okay. Very interesting chapter.
Yep. Yep.
I still have to recover from my voice change. I never change my voice, so it's difficult.
For this one time, all in.
Finally. Tomorrow I cannot speak anymore. It would be so fun if I just use this voice when I talk with students to encourage them to do stuff.
You can do it. You can.
You can do it. Okay, poor neighbors. They think there's like mass murdering going on here. But yeah. I found it very interesting that Sebastian is back, and he's now the companion of Trudy, and he's like a ghost cat.
Yep.
And he also likes chatting with others.
Yeah.
And gossip.
True, it's very interesting that she holds the receiver so that he could listen in. It was like, oh yeah, here's some kind of gossip, and we're talking about Gordon and Trudy time. Yeah, Sebastian, if you're interested, yeah, listen.
Me and you anyway watched us.
Yeah, you watched us already, but why not? She wants to include Sebastian in the
Conversation.
In the conversation.
Yeah.
Conversation. Oh, no. Yeah. And Sophia is very pushy. And she was like, yeah, just tell me. She really loves to gossip. I don't know. Do you know about Sophia?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because I don't like her.
Yeah, was she there before?
Yeah. I think in the first few chapters or something.
She appears now and again because she is Trudy's best friend.
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't behave like her best friend.
I completely forgot her.
Yeah, I think it was during the chapters when only me and Sam recorded.
I think she appears quite often because she's the best
friend. Yeah, it can be that she was already there in school. I mean, there was a school day where we were with Trudy, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like her. I want her dead. I want Sam to write an intermediate chapter where Mindy
kills
Sophia.
Okay.
Sophia is based on my former best friend from school. Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the former best friend. This has to do with the writing of Sophia. Yeah. Because I don't know anymore what she actually mentioned. No, she, for example, there was this one scene where Trudy was talking about, like, how she got together, no, how she's interested in Gordon or something, and then Sophia is like, oh yeah, you have bad taste. And she was kind of, like, downgrading Trudy's taste in something and being kind of mean.
Yeah.
I was like, you should be supportive here.
Yeah, that's true.
And then she was like, oh yeah, did you, I don't know, do stuff or something.
I was like, mean, if it's about gossip.
Yeah, but still, it felt weird.
Yeah, true.
Not supportive at all, but more like toxic, kind of. So it was like, no. Let's kill her.
But, I mean, come on. Everyone in this story is somehow toxic. So Gordon is toxic. Rico, okay, it's maybe... Okay.
Rico is best character.
Yeah.
He's just like sitting there.
The father is just, yeah.
My favorite character so far, because I voiced him. The chocolate man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the father doesn't have a name, right?
No.
Chocolate man, okay. Just father. Also written down on his like...
License
father. Job father.
Trudy's father.
Trudy's father. Yeah. I really like that you're also doing the chapters longer.
Mm.
Feels like more happens also.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting in which direction it goes. They didn't mention Marcy here, but yeah. We got some more information about the Shadow World, that dead things can come back or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it really has like a connection to like, the death realm.
Mm-hmm.
The other world.
Maybe Marcy dies and then comes back.
Oh, as a Shadow World.
And then lies on Trudy's bed.
Yeah.
On her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like where this is going. Next chapter, please. And then they're playing cards together.
So, you already said what you think will happen next?
Yeah. Marcy will come back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She's not dead, right?
No.
She's only in the coma.
So she has to die and then come back.
Yeah.
Ooh. So Gordon actually kills her. And then she is dead, will be a shadow, and then she comes back. Trudy.
Yeah.
And also a companion, sir.
Oh, yeah! She has two companions. Yeah! Which will be very weird when she's going out and talking with Marcy, like Ghost Marcy and Ghost Cat, and everyone is like, what's wrong with her? She was weird before, but she's behaving crazy now.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
I think so. The story has to continue.
Cool. Nice. Okay. Yeah, I actually have nothing else to say.
Yep. Okay.
Looking forward to the next time, actually.
Yeah.
Very curious to see where this is going.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, if you are interested in more stuff in the meantime, you can follow us. And where can they follow us?
On Instagram.
Fiction After Lunch.
Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
YouTube.
Fiction After Lunch.
Twitter.
Look at our animations.
Ah, yeah. Animations. Whoop, whoop.
Animations. Let's play.
And cooking
and
videos.
Cooking videos. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
YouTube. Fiction After Lunch.
Twitter.
Fiction and Lunch.
And also,
you can support us on Patreon or Ko-fi.
Please rate and review wherever you can. Thank you so much to everyone who already did.
Yeah,
it's a huge help.
If we get 20 likes, or 20 5-star reviews, you know what will happen. Please listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
No, 2 episodes before now, or?
Yeah, 2 episodes, right? So the censored one.
Yeah.
We want to have, like, the non-censored one. But on Patreon.
Yes.
Because we cannot put it out on... And then I will do, like, on YouTube, a video where I try to steal the original non-censored version in Sam's apartment.
Only if Mindy succeeds, she will get to read it.
There will be, like, a video, like, with, how's it called? Like, how's it called? James Bond?
Yeah, James Bond video.
James Bond music, like, in the background. I try to climb your wall. Just going up the stairs. Elevator. And then I have to fight you.
Yeah. To the death.
To the death. Okay.
Yeah. Also, if you send us a screenshot of a 5-star review from wherever you could review and a prompt, Sam will write a little 500 to 750 word story for you, which we will read on the podcast. Prompt can be from season 1 or 2, or a fan fiction if we talked about the series before on the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. So I guess this is everything for today. What should be our last sentence? Nice.
Please rate and review.
Sophia, no.
People are allowed to ask. Oh, nee, Sophia, no. That's good.
Sophia, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And listen to the next episode.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube, go to our social media, and 3, 2, 1.
Sophia!
No!
Bye-bye!
Oh, it's actually nectarine!
Yes.
Nice.
What the hell? Okay, so I ate a nectarine with chocolate.
Every time it is getting even slightly racist.
No! What? Bonjour, bonjour. This is just a small part from our outtakes, where you can find the full version on our Patreon, Fiction After Lunch. We hope you had a great time with this episode, and listen to you next time. Bye-bye.